You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
Hello, and welcome to Play Me a Recipe. I'm Emily Zemsky, the food editor here at Food 52, and I am coming to you from my kitchen in Brooklyn, New York. Today, we'll be talking and making stock. First, let's take stock of ourselves. How was your holiday? Did you host? What was the best dish that you made? I made this super gorgeous apple cake. It was so good, and I cannot wait to snack on it all week. So, picture this. It's a cold afternoon, the windows are frosted, there's a fire going in the fireplace, and it's the day after Thanksgiving. Okay, so it might not be that cold out, but you've got so many turkey bones and scraps, you have to do something with them, so what are you gonna do? Well, we're gonna make some stock. Now I know what you're thinking, Emily, why would I do that myself? I'm tired after the holidays. What's the point? I just did all of that cooking. I can go to the store, buy some stock, or I can use tried and true bouillon cubes, which achieve really good flavor in soups. And yeah, you would be right on all of that. But if you make it yourself, you can control your flavors, so you can make it really herby, really zesty, really rich and deep. And it's also just a really easy way to make the most of what you've got left over. So maybe you've got some turkey or some ham or some chicken bones. Maybe you have some onion skins, a couple of herbs. I mean, really, what are you going to do with those last two leaves of sage? Are you really going to use them? And yeah, it does take a little bit of time. You're right. It's probably a full day, but it's something you can really leave to be on its own. So get it going in the morning, let it simmer all day long. It is not fussy, and you can just check on it maybe once or twice while you're entertaining the house guests that just still seem to be in your house. Or you can zone out and watch a holiday movie marathon. I won't tell anybody. So now that I've convinced you to do a little DIY, let's get into the timeless tale of stock versus broth, the age-old rivalry. Well, stock is that thick, jiggly, collagen-filled liquid. It's traditionally made from animal bones, which is what yields that richer flavor and texture because of the protein compounds that are within the bones. And usually there's no salt added, so stock is a really good way to build on a really, really, really rich soup. And it's kind of the most basic because there's no extra seasoning. So it's a pretty blank but really flavorful slate. Broth, on the other hand, is made from meat, which sometimes has bones but doesn't have to, and raw ingredients that are added whole. Think carrots, celery, and onion, say if you're making a chicken noodle soup. And it also has seasoning. But because we're not using the bones as heavily in a broth, it yields a clearer, more subtle tasting liquid. And back in the day, broth was solely to denote a meat-based liquid, but it's all-encompassing now. Vegetable broth is totally a thing. It can be vegan, it can be vegetarian. And it's a lot quicker on the turnaround. It's only about 1 to 2 hours of simmering. With all that aside, today we're going to be focusing on stock. And if you came here for some financial advice, I don't know, don't buy crypto. So with our DIY stock, we want to yield the deepest, most intense flavor like I was talking about earlier. So my first tip is always roast your bones if you're using them. When you're roasting your bones, what's going to happen is something called a Maillard reaction. And Maillard reaction is this really delicious caramelization of protein. Think a really nice crust on a seared steak or a really golden brown chocolate chip cookie. Same principle. And the same thing is going to happen with your marrow that's left in the bones. And all that's going to do is just make everything a little bit richer, a little more savory, a little more complex. My second tip to you is don't be afraid to experiment with flavor. Traditionally, in the summer, when I'm making stock, I kind of keep it really simple because I want to use it for brighter, lighter stuff, like some brothy beans or a really easy on-the-go thing just to sip. And when summer, it's hot and I'm not really looking for a really big, complex dish. Now, when winter comes around, I want to put in as much stuff as possible. I want richer flavors, I want herbs, but really be willing to just make it your own, and maybe you want something a little more allium forward, maybe you have some scallions left over. Totally go for it. Thinking about all those delicious possibilities, I think it's time to go take stock of what's in my fridge. Sorry, I couldn't help myself, but let's go gather some ingredients and we'll meet right back here. And we're back. This is Play Me a Recipe. I'm Emily Zemsky, Food 52's food editor, and today we're making stock. I just started to gather my ingredients, some chicken bones, some rosemary stalks, onion skins, garlic peels, and a little bit of grapefruit just for fun. But feel free to use whatever scraps you'd like to use today. Right now, I've got my oven preheated. It's at 425, and this is again to get our bones roasted if we're using them so that we get the full body flavor experience from the bones and the marrow. And truly, I don't think there's a more satisfying sound to me in the world than a really heavy, nice roasting pan hitting the oven. I've got a personal favorite. It is in the 5-2 shop, and it's gonna be linked in the show notes for you. And while those bones roast, it's gonna be about 20 minutes. I'm gonna get my other accoutrements and ingredients ready to go in my stock pot. I'm actually using a Dutch oven today because that is the large pot that I have, but please feel free to use whatever you want. So I am covering all the rest of the ingredients just with enough water so they're basically submerged. You don't need to really fill up. The more water you're gonna put in, it's gonna take a longer time to cook down, and then you're not gonna get a lot of flavor because it's gonna be dispersed throughout a larger amount of water. And while the bones roast and we're talking about dispersing flavor, let me talk to you about my favorite kitchen item ever in the world, and that is salt. Salt is going to be really, really important here. Salt is important in everything. Today I am using kosher salt. That's kind of my basic go-to. I'm not going to really use other kinds of salts. And the reason why I'm going to use kosher salt, and I'm going to continue to use kosher salt forever and ever, is because it refers to the size of the crystal. So it's going to be a little bit smaller than those nice finishing flaky salts I was just talking about. My other flavor tip for you is about containing your spices and herbs and any other side things you're going to be using to flavor your stock. So since this is going to be boiling and simmering for a really, really long time, like 16 hours, stuff is going to start to break down. And if you don't have a fine mesh sieve or strainer, the best thing that you can do is to wrap all of your goodies, your zest, your herbs, anything like that in a little bit of cheesecloth, just so when you're ready to go and you're done, you can just pluck it right out. And with that, I think my bones are done and they're roasted. They're nice and dark brown. They're not burned, but they're nice and dark. It smells so good in here. It smells like Thanksgiving part two. So I'm gonna pull them out and I'm gonna get them going in my Dutch oven with everything else. So we're gonna bring that to a boil with all of that water and all of the accoutrements. And then we're gonna bring it back down to a simmer. And that's where we're gonna let that live for the next 16 to 18 hours. And we're just gonna come back and check on it periodically. So I'm gonna get that going and I'm gonna take a break. I think I'm gonna go watch a holiday movie. And we're back a few holiday movies later and a few more pie slices later. And I think my stock is done. What I'm looking for here is it's gonna smell really richly aromatic. You're probably gonna smell that throughout the entire day of it cooking, but towards the end, it's really gonna hit a peak. And you're looking for a really, it's gonna be about a darkish brown broth, and there are gonna be some fat globules on top, some oil you're gonna see floating around. Totally cool, totally fine. That's flavor. We want that. It's really, really good. So take a moment and take stock of your stock. I really need a new pun. And see if those qualities are mimicked in what you've made. And if they are, totally ready. Let's take it off the heat and you're gonna let it cool slightly. And before we strain it and before it's totally done, let's give it a taste. We're looking for kind of a gentle, we don't wanna totally overpower it right now. Of course, when you use this later, you're gonna be flavoring it. You're gonna be adding more salt. You're gonna be adding ingredients that have already been salted. So we don't wanna totally fill it out right now, but you wanna be able to name a couple of the herbs and spices and anything that you added to the stock while it was simmering. I'm just giving mine a nice healthy pinch of kosher salt, and then I'm gonna strain it and I'm gonna get it chilled. So you can chill it in large quarts if you want. I'm gonna freeze a lot of mine in these little super cubes. Oh, look, I got a new pun. Those are also linked in the show notes. And I like those because it's a really easy way to make single serving soup, which is a thing I do a lot. And also if you just wanna heat up a little mug of broth to drink when it gets nice and cold out. And please, once it's cooled, get it in the fridge, get it chilled down, just for food safety purposes. And also when you use it in the future, you want to heat it all the way through to boiling just to make sure everything is safe. But it'll keep in the fridge for about a week and in the freezer for most of the winter. But I want to hear all about your stock. What bones did you use? What aromatics did you use? And what are you planning on making? I personally am going to be making an Italian wedding soup. It is a family favorite recipe and it always just hits so nicely in the winter. And thank you so much for letting me play you a recipe today. It was so fun to hang out with y'all. I hope you all had a good Thanksgiving. And if you're ready to start making your own stock, definitely check out the link in our description to find all of the stuff that I use. And also I'm gonna throw in a couple of recipes just to get you started, give you a little bit of inspiration. You can find me on food52.com and also on Instagram at mzemski. Happy holidays, y'all.